We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jody Cameron and John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Our next guest is with us every Wednesday at this time for an entire hour, and Ray Dittinger is brought to us today by our friends at PGW. Choose a parts and labor plan that covers all of your natural gas appliances or just one, and get PGW's expert technicians on call for a one-time low cost. Choose your plan at PGWPLP.com. It is always a great time to talk to the Ditty, but particularly when the birds, Ray, they are undefeated. Mr. Ray Dittinger. Ray Ditty, how are you, sir?
Undefeated and alone in first place in the NFC East.
I'm not kidding. You know, Ray, you've seen, you know, just about everything in Philadelphia sports. The unexpectedly good years, the unexpectedly bad years, the as expecteds. Do you have an early sense, and I know Atlanta's Atlanta, but that this season might be an unexpectedly good year?
I've been kind of pleasantly surprised with the way things have been trending through the summer. I mean, not perfect. And there, you know, I certainly would quibble with Nick's approach to the preseason. I wish starters could have played a little bit more. But I've gotten kind of a positive vibe about the coaching staff, the sense that I have that I think these guys know what they're doing. And you know, so much of, and I felt all along that the defense had a chance to be pretty good, especially the defensive line. And a lot of it was just really riding on the quarterback. And you can't play a whole lot better than what he played on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, I had a sense after the hiring of Sirianni and the start of mini camps and everything, I kind of was a little wary. But the more I listened to the guy talk, the more I became kind of a bit of a believer. And yeah, I think you set it up perfectly, Joe, by saying, you know, Atlanta is Atlanta.
Yep.
I mean, they look to me to be, they're probably going to be a bottom three or four team in the league. So you can't necessarily say that this game is a springboard to the postseason. But for first impressions, it was pretty good.
Is Jalen Hurts better than you thought he was 5 days ago?
Sure was Sunday. He did some really good stuff. He really did. I was very impressed. I was very impressed with the way he ran the offense. I was very impressed with the way he really deciphered Dean Pease's defense. You know, they don't have great personnel on that side of the ball. They don't, and I'm not going to try and kid anybody into thinking that they do. But Pease is a very smart coach, and as a guy that throughout his whole career has always been really good at confusing quarterbacks and giving them looks that they don't really understand and mixing things up and confusing them. And that was, to me, one of the real questions I was going to have was how is Jalen Hurts at this point in his development going to handle a lot of the stuff that Pease was going to throw at him? And they tried, but the kid was very poised, hung in there. And to me, the stat that really kind of jumped out at me when I broke it down was his performance against the blitz. I mean, he was 9 for 11 with two of his three touchdown passes against a full blitz. So he was very calm. He was very in command, and most of all, he was accurate, you know. And I think that if he can, I don't know if he's going to play like that 16 more weeks, but if he does, this team's going to be in pretty good shape.
How can teams who play the Eagles moving forward look at that film and neutralize what Jalen did well?
And then what's the counterpunch to that, Ray? Kind of take us inside the point counterpoint that could be up ahead of defensive coordinators against Hurts and Sirianni, and then what those guys might need to do to counter what they do to them.
Well, I think you're going to have to try and do what Pease did, which was mix a lot of things up and confuse him, try and break his rhythm, blitz him, get pressure on him, hope that your guys up front can win one-on-ones and get pressure without blitzing. But it's not going to be easy. I mean, if he has really found a rhythm here, and if he is can be, I don't know if he's going to be that accurate every single week, but if he can be, you know, 60 to 65% accurate, then I don't know. You're just going to kind of have to take your chances. I think one of the things that I was encouraged by was the play calling. I thought was really well balanced. I thought they did a very good job of balancing out run and pass. I mean, they came out throwing it early, but then they were able to run it late. They kind of were able to do just about anything they wanted to do. Spread the ball around. Everybody got a touch. Three touchdown passes went to three different receivers. There was balance, and then there was balance within the balance. You know, so I think that's kind of what you, if you're the Eagles, that's what you want to achieve with Jalen Hurts at this point. Just five starts into his career, don't ask him to go out and be Superman. Just let the, you know, build the offense around him and let him kind of drive the car.
How did you evaluate our young wide receivers?
Well, I thought Smith was terrific, but I wasn't surprised. It's really funny when they lined up in that first formation that I saw, the one that resulted in his first touchdown, I said, oh, I've seen that before. Because that was one of the favorite things they did down at Tuscaloosa was they would line him up inside, not the far outside, not the X or the Z, but they would line him up inside another receiver and let that outside guy kind of create a natural screen and give him a loop to the – outside. And once he's got a couple of steps, then it's all over. And I remember seeing them do that. I mean, they just murdered LSU with that a couple times over the years. And nobody ever seemed to have an answer for it. I mean, it was every time they came out in it, you kind of knew what was coming, but nobody seemed to be able to deal with it. And I thought he was really, really good. And I think it's just the start of what's going to be a terrific career. You know, I mean, it's. I'm doing a piece. I'm just in the midst of writing it now for NBC. They're going to post it on their website in a couple of days, I guess. But I'm doing a piece about the Eagles' history with Heisman Trophy winners. And it's not good. I mean, if you look back at the Eagles' history, they've had seven Heisman Trophy winners. And
is Sleeves the last one?
I'm sorry?
Sammy Sleeves, is he the last
one? He's the last one. I don't know. You kind of have to say Tebow, even though he didn't play in a regular season game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you go all the way back to Jay Berwanger, 1936, and then, you know, through Davey O'Brien and Hopalong Cassidy, and then into the more modern times with Herschel. And and it's never really worked out. I mean, they've never had a really good season when I've had a Heisman Trophy winner on the roster. But the point that I'm making in my piece is, you know, this kid has played one game and he's already the best of Heisman Trophy winner that's ever worn an Eagles uniform with one game. If you look back at the history, it's not saying a lot, but it is saying something.
All right, so much from the game to react to with Ray. We'll do that. And again, he can field your phone calls with us here. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Ray Didinger as well. The calls up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and Ray on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.